It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Mr. 500 himself.
Mr. 500.
Mr. 500 himself.
Oh, what y'all got, Mr. 500?
Yeah, Mr. 500
Mr.
himself.
500.
He almost mediocre. He almost. You ain't got to say it. I said, yeah. He's going to call me out.
But no, hey, so that is right there. We already teed up. Hey, always bet on black with Ian Parrs. Let's get
Show
it.
Show me the money.
This is what I was waiting on. This graphic here came back. That's what I was waiting on right there. Oh, yeah, he blowing up, man. On TV, man, we got the money screen. Oh, that's hot there. Always bet on black. That's hot. Ian, what's up, man? How you doing? They call you Mr. 500. I'm not sure why they call you that.
I don't know. I got some haters out there, but happy Friday, Sports Shop. How y'all doing today?
We doing good, man.
Anybody hating on you? Ain't nobody hating on the middle of the road.
Listen, K-Mac, that ain't what I heard.
Okay. Well, welcome to the club, then. Welcome to the club.
What's going on? What we got, man?
Oh, man, I'm excited about these games this week. I guarantee we'll definitely won't have as many blowouts as we did last week. I can guarantee that.
Yeah.
So... But we'll recap my picks last week. Last week, you know, we did call out San Francisco. That was one good pick. And we did have the Raiders, and we did have Philly. Now, I ain't trying to backtrack on my picks, but, you know, those are the picks that I felt like had the best chance of, you know, upsetting the favorite. But as we can see, you know, that did not happen.
At right.
all, except for the 49ers. But here's the hot picks of the week. All right, for the first pick, I would go ahead and take Tennessee. Now, their spread right now is at 3.5, Tennessee. And I would also take Green Bay because San Francisco's banged up right now, and I don't trust Jimmy G 2 weeks in a row.
Well, so really?
That spread right now is at 5.5. I would also take Kansas City. That spread right now is at 1.5, and I wish I could have a drum roll, but I do got an upset pick. You got to take the Rams this week.
Whoa.
Okay, hold up. Wait.
Take the Rams?
The Rams over Tampa Bay.
You got to take the Rams this week. And listen, I got some history context for you guys.
Okay.
So, Pam, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. So this is a history fact. This will be the third time the Rams meeting the Tampa Bay Bucks in the postseason, and guess who won those first two games?
The Rams.
So they're going for a 3-0 for the third time they meet, and those two times were in 1989 and in 1999. And that 1989 game, the Rams actually shut the Tampa Bay out.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Yes.
1989 and
1990.
You weren't even born. What in the world?
He wasn't born.
Hold on, man. What kind of history are you looking at when it comes to the fact that
they're gonna ask you what report you're reading?
That's right.
Yeah, well, yeah, but like historically, I'm trying to figure out. Like, I thought you were gonna reference they beating Tom Brady, you know, twice in the playoffs or whatever. Man, you referencing Fran Tarkenton. I can't. Man, look, I ain't trying to. Who now was the quarterback in 1989?
Fran Tarkenton came back.
Hey, first of all, K-Man, you ain't got to put my business out in the street.
That part.
It don't matter. It's a new day, new team.
Hold on. Right now, hold on. Wait a minute, man. Who was the quarterback in 1989? Trent Dilfer? Who was the quarterback
in 89
for the Rams? For the Rams?
No, for Tampa Bay. Or the Rams, either one of them.
Oh,
I don't know.
I mean, apparently nobody good because they got shut out.
That's what I'm saying. You can't use, man, you set these people up. You start using that as a game, you're going to be in trouble.
I mean, history does repeat itself often.
Man, history repeats itself.
They ain't the same.
Come on, Reese.
That would make the assumption that we're looking at, you know, similar type quarterbacks that are currently playing on either one of these teams.
1999.
Come on now.
Okay. So we're not going to say nothing about 1999?
1999. Okay. I'm gonna look. Okay. All right. I'm gonna leave it alone.
There was a song. Prince made a song. 1999.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I can't even wait to see who this is going.
So, okay, man. You must sound like you leaning towards Tampa Bay. Then
absolutely. I'm all in. Let's go, Tom.
No, I think Ian. I agree with you on the LA pick. I'm not sure about I think the 49ers Packers game is going to be a very, very close game, and I wouldn't be surprised if the 49ers come out of that one. I'm just saying.
Sean Kean replaced Trent Dilfer.
Oh, we know Sean Kean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They went. Sean Kean played well with them. Then they went to the Super Bowl when
it was 8-8.
With Brad, whatever his name, Brad Johnson. Yeah, Brad Johnson was quarterback. Hey, Ian. So we up against it. So man, hey man. Hopefully we won't call you Mr. 500 after this weekend, man. Okay.
Oh, definitely not.
He playing with house money, of course not.
Okay. All right, brother. All right, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, y'all have a good weekend.
He's going to put his business out there in the street. That was funny.
That's in 1988.
Right. Hey, you ain't born yet.
He
was born either.
That's the reference going over?
I know.